Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael.
Charles Manson is alive in a headscarf. How many more must we bring in? I'm not into balloons. I'm not into flowers. I'm not into clowns at the sight of another Islamic slaughter. I turn to the Bible. The Bible's very clear. It's real clear. If any harm follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. In that sense, the Bible makes sense. It's the only thing that the subhumans understand. But instead, we're going softly into the night. How many more children have to die? Savage asks today. Simple question. When is enough going to be enough for this left-wing cabal, which continues to ignore this horrific threat from within? As the news was breaking last night, you could see the horror unfolding only on Fox News. And what were CNN and MSNBC doing? They were arguing about Comey and Russia and collusion, a nun story, while ignoring real crises in the world. The local San Francisco newspaper said an explosion at a concert occurred. Was it a gas explosion? Was it a spontaneous combustion of paint rags? Ignoring the fact that this evil was being invited into this nation and all European nations for the last number of years is what we are talking about. Trump says he wants to stop it. But is that what Hillary Clinton wanted to do? Is it enough for us to sit here and watch our children being torn to ribbons with nail bombs and invite in more of them and let CAIR dictate the terms of how the police and Border Patrol and DHS can do their jobs? Yes, this is what they want. BBC left-wing talking head Katie Kay, on with a show on MSNBC this morning, even admitted she said, Europe just has to get used to this. Can you believe this? An 18-year-old girl, excited because she just got her driver's license, shredded to ribbons by a nail bomb planted by an ISIS adherent. An 8-year-old girl, her whole life in front of her, macerated. Her mother and sister macerated in a hospital, having nails pulled from their injured bodies. And we're supposed to get used to this? I'm not going to get used to this. And you shouldn't get used to this. Yesterday, we watched President Trump stand in front of the Muslim leaders of the world and tell them to drive these subhumans out of their countries. I hope he's got more plans to get rid of these terrorist cretins than just words. I was not happy with his speech this morning, calling them losers. This has to stop, and it has to stop now. How many more children have to die, I ask? And here's the main question of the day. What would you recommend be done to stop Islamic terror in the United States of America? What would you recommend be done to stop Islamic terror in the U.S.? The gloves are off. The lights are lit. The board is hot. The number is 855-400-7282. You, the American people who know what is going on, what would you recommend be done? Last night I was watching a military channel documentary, as I often do. And it was about British commandos in World War II who took on a mission that they knew they would never return from. They were told it was a one-way mission to blow up a dry dock in Germany in the height of the war. Most of these young boys knew they would never return, but they did it anyway. The British are made of better stuff than Theresa May. The British are made of better stuff than the garbage that is running England today. And don't think there aren't many Brits today who are not willing to give their lives for the nation. Just as there are many Americans who are giving their lives for the nation. The problem is the cowardly, lying, thieving politicians on both sides of the aisle. Where are they today? Where is the outrage? I'm sick of the balloons. I'm sick of the clowns. Don't bring in the flowers and the balloons. Bring in an eye for an eye. Tell us how you're going to get even. Tell us how you're going to stop them from doing it here in the United States of America and killing our children. We were told recently by the head of the FBI at the time, Mr. Comey, that there were 1,000 active investigations in all 50 states of Muslim terrorists who they were following. Well, the subhuman who was behind the one in England was apparently being followed by the British so-called intelligence services, which apparently are not that intelligent. Why didn't they preemptively detain him? What, were they afraid of Wolf Blitzer? They're afraid of the schizophrenics on television? What has to happen? One of the craziest speeches I've ever heard in my life was that of CNN's Jake Tapper, who said something yesterday that is not borderline schizophrenic, but is borderline idiotic. I don't know how to put it. Well, I'll play it for you. Tell me if you think this is the statement of a rational person who should have a job in the media. Listen to O2.
Why do you think President Trump, for all the Muslim baggage he brings with him, that I don't need to rehash, I don't think, again, is being greeted so much more warmly than President Obama, whose father was actually a lapsed Muslim, and who certainly didn't bring anything along those lines when he went on his first trip to the Muslim world?
CNN's Tapper, is he a lapsed human? Is he a lapsed intelligent human? Is he a lapsed evolved human? Are these people actually human, or are they cretinous? What is wrong with these people? But anyway, the reason I'm playing Jake Tapper is he symbolizes to me everything wrong with the American media. People who are vapid but pretend they're intelligent. People who look good on the outside who are really nothing on the inside. And people who have no brains for survival who are leading us over the cliff. So I bring it back to you. How many more children have to die? Are you afraid of a guy like Jake Tapper? You're afraid of these school moms in the media who will lecture you if you do what has to be done, I say to my government. See, once again, the government has failed them in England because of so many different reasons. I mean, you could put it any way you want. Political correctness, it doesn't have any meaning anymore. It's worn out. It's plain old political cowardice. It's called capitulation. It's capitulating to the Nazis in headscarves before they're all on their knees praying to Mecca. Shall I say that again? Because that's what's coming. Follow the arc of what's going on in England, and you'll see the entire nation on their knees praying to Mecca, unless the men of England stand up and take their nation back, and the same is true in this country. I bring it back to you. What would you recommend be done to solve Islamic terrorism in the United States of America? How many more children have to die? There are other topics. There are other topics not directly related. Price tag on universal health care is in California, and it's bigger than California's budget. The liberal retards keep screaming about single-payer health care system. That's what you see in all the liberal publications. Single-payer, 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 single-payer. Well, if that was introduced, it would cost $400 billion, and it would mean that it exceeds all of the budget in the state of California. But the liberals haven't backed off. What they want is everyone to get free health care, including all the illegal aliens who have snuck into our nation, in addition to covering all undocumented people, meaning illegal aliens who don't have any entitlement to health care. The goal is to expand health access to people who, even with insurance, may skip doctor visits or stretch out medications due to high costs and copays and deductibles. This is what's running the dialogue in America. Fanatical university fools who have never lived in the real world. They're killing us all. They're bankrupting us all. This is the savage nation. The phone number is 855-407-282. And if that's not enough for you, here's another topic. For years, we have been regaled with the lie that man evolved from a lineage in Africa. I've said that is not true. I said to you that when I grew up, it was pretty clear that man evolved from Mesopotamia. That was known scientific knowledge for ages. And then all of a sudden, along with the political correctness of our time that has poisoned virtually everything, the Lysenkoism, as I called it in my book, Government Zero, where I pointed out how they polluted science, which has become so political that there's really almost no science left in some fields at all. It's all politics as it was under Joseph Stalin in the Soviet Union. Real scientists are driven out of science and not allowed into science. In order to get a grant, you have to show in advance you're going to give them the results that they want in order to prove a particular political point. So we were told that all man evolved from Africa. Now, I have nothing against Africa, a beautiful continent, but I didn't think it was true based upon the knowledge that I had and what I had researched. And I will remind you, I'm a highly educated man with many higher degrees. I'm not your run-of-the-mill talking head. So it's come out now that man evolved from Europe, not Africa, based upon some new fossil evidence. I can guarantee you this will not make it to the nightly news. Truth is dead, but the savage nation is alive. The radio show is here. Now, let's go back to the so-called concert from this girl I never heard of, Ariana Grande. I'm sure she makes more money than I do. But Hitler had a lot of money, too. I love when people say, well, he makes more money than you. Well, Hitler had more money than anybody in Germany after what he stole. What does have money have to do with it? Ariana Grande, according to the Hollywood Reporter, once said in 2015, I hate Americans, I hate America, after she licked donuts, unpurchased donuts on a display rack, while the shop employees weren't looking. I hate Americans, she continued. I hate America. And another article came out about this fine teen pop star yesterday. She said, my mom thought I would be a serial killer. The singer told Billboard that her mom was worried that she'd grow up to become a serial killer. Quoted, she says, for my fifth birthday party, we had a Jaws theme, and all my friends left crying. Grand, they told the magazine. I mean, I still am that way. But when I was little, it was more concerning. There was a stage when I was 3 or 4 where my mom thought I might grow up to be a serial killer. She went on to call herself a very weird little girl who idolized Freddy Krueger and Marlena Dietrich. Dark and deranged, she said, I always wanted to have skeleton face paint on or be wearing a Freddy Krueger mask. And I would carry a hockey stick around. I was like a mini Helena Bonham Carter, she revealed. I'm not blaming her for the bomb, but I'm asking a certain question. What was her appeal to children? Now, the issue is not her. She's just another dumb student of pop culture who became dumber than the pop culture that she was raised on. The issue is the poor dead and maimed children from yesterday's travesty conducted by Islamic terrorists in England. That's the real issue. And the main question is, what would you recommend be done to stop, I'll say it again, I'll make it very simple, what would you do to stop Islamic terror in the United States of America? The lines are pretty jammed up. The phone number is 855-407-282. I'll make it a little more provocative if you can't think it through for yourself, because I've raised it several times before with a question, which is this. Should all those on the FBI or DHS watch lists who are being watched by our fearless anti-terror, whatever they are, should they be put into preventive detention before they kill some children? I know it shocks the civil libertarians to say such a thing, and they have right to fear that innocents may be put on that list. And civil libertarians will always say, I'd rather see 99 terrorists go free, 99 guilty terrorists go free, than one innocent terrorist be arrested. Well, if it's your daughter being macerated by a nail bomb, I would say the reverse is true. Have a nice break. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It's all the men and women who voted for Brexit. There's an England for sure. That's not the London mayor. That's not England. No, no. That's not England. I haven't heard from that loudmouth mayor of London, have you? Who celebrated what should not have been celebrated. If any harm follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. I guess it's not advanced enough for modern society. What we need is some deplorable liberal judges to interpret right for wrong from us. How's that working out for the crime wave in San Francisco? How's that working out for the crime waves in most major cities of America? Not very well. So there are many things that could be done if we had a legitimate government, which we don't. Trump came to power telling us that he would take care of these things. He said he would ban the immigration of Muslims from certain countries. put an X through that one. And, of course, in 2016, he said, I think Islam hates us. There's a tremendous hatred there. And he was roundly chewed out for that. During a debate on October 9th with his Democratic rival, he said, these are radical Islamic terrorists, and Clinton won't even mention the word, nor will President Obama, Trump said. Now, it is true, when he was in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, yesterday or so, a day before, he did say that Muslim nations must be willing to take on the burden if we are going to defeat terrorism and send its wicked ideology into oblivion. And he used the words Islamist terror groups. He didn't use that. It was in his written speech, but he didn't use that. He turned it into Islamists and Islamic terror of all kinds. Meaning he got as close as any president could get to saying it like it is. Compared to the 8 years under the Islamophile president that we had before, that's a big word for Jake Tapper. That's several syllables right there. Islamophile. That's what Obama was, an Islamophilic man. He could never find anything wrong with any Muslim, no matter what they did. And that is because his fathers, both fathers were Muslims. His first native natural father was a Muslim, and then his adopted father was a Muslim. Nothing wrong with that, but that made him soft on Islamic terror. And so we voted in someone who promised us he would be hard on Islamic terror. And I'd like to know what's going on at the DHS, the FBI, the NSA right now. Are they still busily listening in on conservatives' actions and emails and phone conversations? Or have they turned their attention where we wanted it to be turned, where it never was turned? And moreover, the big question is, what would you recommend be done to solve Islamic terror in the West? How many more children have to die from nail bombs? Would you agree with me? Would you agree with me that we should consider that the government preventively detain all those on terror watch lists immediately before they put a nail bomb in your daughter's preschool? Shall I make it any more clear?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Whether it's in the U.S. or Belgium or France or England in this case. The next day we see the heavily armed men go in with the vests and the machine guns. Why don't they go in a day before and raid the homes of the people that they know are going to do it? What I'm about to tell you has not been reported widely in the media. This refugee with his entire pack of rat family came from Libya. Father was a security worker at the airport. Ramadan, that was the father's name. Oh, yeah, Ramadan was a security worker at the airport. But here's something you don't know. Unconfirmed reports in Manchester that the entire family, apart from the two elder sons, recently fled back to their native Libya. As I'm supposed to believe that it was him acting alone, it wasn't the hatred in the cauldron of his government-owned flat. Oh, no wonder he was on the watch list. Radicalized in the last couple of years, we hear. But not arrested. Neighbors describe Abidi as a native of Libya, as an abrasive, tall, skinny young man who was little known in the neighborhood. None of them knew him. Now they don't know him. No, I don't know him. No, never saw him before. No. Oh, but he wears traditional Islamic clothing. Ranting messages threaten further attacks on, quote, worshippers of the cross. Ooh, 22 killed after the concert. Suicide bomber Salman Abidi. The 22-year-old Manchester-born attacker was heard chanting Islamic prayers loudly in the street outside his home in the south of the city. Abidi is the third of four children by Libyan refugees who came to the UK to escape the Gaddafi regime. They are believed to have lived in the fallow land area of South Manchester for 10 years. I wonder what the welfare cost was for the last 10 years, added up and down for medical, dental, legal. shoes, hairdos. You know, I mean, it cost a lot for the English to take care of the refugees. And what about Theresa May, the great prime minister who had nothing to say? She called them cowards. Yeah, that's the most she could say. Okay. Comes as dramatic pictures emerge showing anti-terror police swooping to arrest a 23-year-old man in Manchester after last night's atrocity. Really? Registered as having lived with his mother, Samia Tabal, Father Ramadan. Okay, you get the picture. On a watch list, chanting Islamic prayers. They know he's an extremist. They know he's about to go off like a rocket. And the police have their hands tied by the Jake Tappers and the Wolf Blitzers and the liberal lawyers of England, in my estimation. They're afraid of the twits at the BBC. They can't. You think that the police can't do their job, whether it's in America or here? Are you crazy? You think these muscle-bound police are not capable of wringing their necks, ripping them out and wringing their necks in the streets if they had to? As they should do! We are at war, you stupid idiots. You're so brain damaged. You're so whipped by the fools and the drug addicts in the media. You don't even understand it when children are being blown up by nail bombs, that you are living through a war and we're not fighting a war. We're not fighting a war with one hand behind the back. We're not behind our backs. We're not fighting the war at all. We're doing zero, nothing. Again, I go back to a World War II documentary last night on a History Channel. British commandos, they all knew they were going on a one-way mission to blow up a dry dock in Germany at the height of the war, because this dry dock was the only dry dock that was built large enough to take the Tirpitz, a massive battleship the size of the Bismarck. And if they blew up the dry dock, the Tirpitz would not be operational, and it would not be able to go out into the sea and sink Allied ships. So the brilliant men who fought in one World War II against the Nazis got a commando team together, and it was hundreds of men. They all knew they were going to give their lives. They were told it was probably a one-way trip into this heavily armed German dry dock. And they did it anyway. You're telling me we don't have such men today? Look around you. They exist. They exist. The problem is we don't have the leadership or the will to defend ourselves. We have committed suicide as a civilization. Take a look at the music. Take a look at the movies. Take a look at the filth put out by HBO. Look at the garbage that passes for comedians on HBO. Take a look at the constant attacks on Christianity by the low-life, drug-addicted filth on HBO and Showtime, and you'll understand what happened to this culture. The men who could do the job to save us before they blow up a nightclub with little girls in it are called racists, they're called sexists, they're called homophobic, and they are destroyed before they can act. I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation. I can say a lot more, but what I've said to you thus far is really quite enough, because we all know what must be done. We all think it in our hearts. The minute something like this happens, our human instincts kick in, and the first thing we think is, get them before they do it again. Send in the men, break in the doors, pull them out, wring their necks, detain them! And then immediately we check it with, we can't do that because of Arnold at the ACLU. We can't do that because of Marvin at NYU Law. We can't do that because of the twits in the streets from Bolt School of Law. Yes, we can. Yes, we will. And yes, we must, in order to survive. Not only as a nation, but as a civilization, or these vermin, these subhumans will destroy all of us, if not physically, then spiritually, culturally, and socially. There. Write it down. It's quite succinct. But if you were given the opportunity, would you agree with me that we should at least consider preventatively detaining, and I mean into a semi-permanent holding area, in a humane way, all of those on terror watch lists right now? Now, I understand the civil libertarians' concerns, but I don't care about them right now. We're at war. Did you hear what I just said? It's very nice to have a civil libertarian approach to the niceties of civility and libertarianism, when you're living in a civilized society, but we're no longer living in a civilized time, nor is our society civilized anymore. It has been invaded. It has been invaded, invaded, and invaded with people who don't even understand what civility means. They come from a different universe. They laugh at us. They use our laws as a Trojan horse to kill us and to poison us. Then they have front groups. Front groups for the Brotherhood. Front groups who have poisoned the government itself. Front groups who have poisoned the DHS, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA. Front groups who are as high as into the presidential suite itself under Obama anyway, and I don't know if they're gone yet. We don't know if they've been gone. All of these advisors to President Obama, how many are still in there, whispering in the ears of the men in the intelligence services, no, 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 you can't think that. No, 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 you can't do that. No, 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 you mustn't. How many of these front groups for these radical Islamic groups, and I don't care what their initials are still operational in the government? Do we know if Trump has purged them all? I doubt it. If he even blinks in that direction, the lowlifes in the media attack him for wanting to protect us. We are at war. This is not a crime. Let me be very clear. This is not a crime issue. This is a war issue. We are at war, only we're not fighting a war. We're fighting it as though it's crime. All right, so you want to take it as a crime issue? Then fight it like organized crime was fought. Bring in men like Rudy Giuliani and go after them, and I mean all the cells in the U.S., all of the hate mosques in the U.S., of which there are many. Don't think that they're not here. All of the Muslim training camps, the last I checked, there were quite a few of them operational with weapons, practicing shooting and practicing things like that. Many of these training camps exist in this country, and if you think it's a conspiracy theory, you're a fool. They're functioning in training camps right under our noses, and the FBI knows where they are. The DHS knows where they are, and they look the other way. Instead, they focus on conservatives who want to save America, more particularly want to prevent girls, little girls, from being blown apart by nail bombs. That's how sick and twisted this country has become after not 8 years, but I would say eight and eight, maybe 20 years of drip, 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 drip of left-wing poison. It's a savage nation, not a pleasant topic. I'm not here to give you the ultimate solution, but there are ultimate solutions. Now let's turn to Chelsea Clinton. Here is one of the dumbest people in the history of politics who gave a speech the other day about Islamophobia. I'm not making this up. Listen to the idiocy. Well, I guess you could say the onion doesn't fall far from the onion tree. Listen to this one in 01.
We also have to recognize, particularly at this moment, that sexism is not an opinion. Islamophobia is not an opinion. Racism is not an opinion. Homophobia is not an opinion. Jingoism is not an opinion.
Are you listening to this?
And so I think we, in our posture of listening, also have to get comfortable with standing up and speaking out.
I turn it because off. This nauseous little girl was always a blight upon the American political landscape. But she's not the issue. She is a symptom of the issue, the bigger issue of the poison, the toxic poison of the left. And so I don't have much more to say on this issue. Much. I have a lot more to say on it. And here's some other facts for you. Nearly 740,000 foreigners overstayed U.S. visas last year. That's 750,000. Nearly 740,000 foreigners who were supposed to leave the United States during a recent 12-month period overstayed their visas. The so-called Homeland Security Department said Monday. How do you like that? Overstays, huh? I wonder where they are. You think they're all at Facebook and Google working away? I don't think so. And speaking about that, about IT workers, did you hear that report? Oh, no, didn't make it to the San Francisco newspapers about the IT workers who fled to Pakistan. Oh, that's an interesting story. And I'll tell you all about the Dem IT staffers who were under investigation for security breach who all fled to Pakistan. See if you can get that to Mark Zuckerberg before another nail bomb goes off. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or swissamerica.com. You know, we're talking about this horrible, horrible thing, this perpetration of an atrocity on little girls. And I want to tell you about, you know, something that's not on that order, but the massive cyber attack by the ransomware called WannaCry. It's another, you know, it's a form of terrorism. It hit 200,000 victims across nearly 100 countries. It's a horrible computer virus which locks your files and demands you pay $300 to regain access to your own data or lose your files forever. Well, these cyber attacks can lead to identity theft, and to safeguard against this epidemic and giving hackers access to your data, apply the latest security patch, back up your computer, and do regular malware scans. It's good advice. Identity theft is America's fastest growing crime. It happens when thieves use your information to pretend that they are you. They can buy things on your credit, liquidate bank accounts, or even get retirement funds. But LifeLock scans hundreds of millions of transactions each second. If they detect your information, they send you an alert. If you have a problem, a U.S.-based agent will work to fix it. Free credit monitoring only alerts you to changes in credit. You know no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you also know LifeLock is the best identity theft protection available. Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus taxes. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code SAVAGE. That's SAVAGE for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Go to LifeLock.com/Savage. Save 10% now. It's a good thing to do. Callers, Donna, WFTL, 30 seconds or less. Your solution to stopping the next terror attack, the next atrocity on our children by Islamic terrorists. What would you do?
Thank you. This is common American sense. You displace them. You move them as you suggested. Detain them. Remove the sleeper cells, whether you have to go in a mosque or not. It is time for us to deal with this war in our country and abroad if necessary.
Okay. Thank you for the call. She said detain them. What does she mean by that? Well, the FBI said under Comey when he was FBI chief they had 1,000 active investigations of would-be terrorists. If they know who they are and they're following them around, what are they waiting for? Another nail bomb in a little child's auditorium? What country are we living in? An insane country that's been destroyed from within by the Trojan horse of the drug-addicted liberals. Now, let me get back to that story I hinted at. Fired Democrat IT staffers under investigation for security breach have all fled to Pakistan. Daily Caller Luke Rosiak, a criminal suspect in an investigation into a major security breach on the House of Representatives computer network, abruptly left the country and gone to Pakistan with her family, which has significant assets and VIP-level protection, a relative and others told the Daily Caller. Hina Alvi, her husband Imran Awan, and his brothers Abid and Jamal were very highly paid, shared IT administrators working for multiple House Democrats until their access to congressional IT systems was terminated February 2nd as a result of the investigation. Capitol Police confirmed the investigation is ongoing, no arrests were made. The Awans are accused of stealing equipment from members' offices without their knowledge and committing serious, potentially illegal violations on the House IT network. Are you ready for the rest of the story? Many of the stupid Democrats who employed the Awans are members of the House Committee on Homeland Security, the Committee on Foreign Affairs, and the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Their positions gave them access to members' emails and confidential files. It gets even worse. In addition, the Pakistani Imran was given the password for an iPad used by then-Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Florida Democrat. The five came to the U.S. from Pakistan. Citing privacy concerns, Twitter didn't flag a pro-ISIS tweet 4 hours prior to Manchester attack. Are you listening to this? Two tweets appeared to predict the suicide bombing at the concert. Twitter refused to flag the pro-ISIS tweet hours prior to the Manchester attack. Is it time for the government to clamp down on Facebook and Twitter and not leave it in the hands of these greedy pigs who run these companies for profit? Not for our safety or our salvation. The answer is, of course, yes. In any sane nation, the government would step in and seize control of Twitter and Facebook. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Zick.
That represents the height of Western civilization, which is under assault by 7th century subhumans. Make no mistake about it, they're not part of the human family. Anybody who would put a nail bomb in a concert hall where little girls are going there just to enjoy themselves is not a part of the human race. Now, having started with that, you're asking yourself, what could have been done to prevent it? Well, like everything, the so-called British counterintelligence police were watching the bomber. As in America, we watch them. We follow them. We spend millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars observing them. But no one stops them before they set off the nail bombs in concert halls or take a truck and drive over your son's head. Well, there are things that could be done in a sane society. We go back to the Bible. Say, why the Bible? Because this is what they claim they are, religious people. And since much of their religion is based upon the Jewish Old Testament, the extremist views of the Old Testament at that, then we go back to the extremist views of the Old Testament where it says, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. It's quite clear. They know the Old Testament. They practice a form of the Old Testament in their own holy book. And they said that they did this because it was a shameless haul. Are you listening to how psychotic these people are? The fanatics who did a thing like this, the Muslim fanatics. You can't say this without saying Muslim or Islam, because that's what they did it. ISIS took credit for it. I know that the popular view is that ISIS is not Muslim, but that's stupid. Even Muslims will tell you that's the stupidest thing you could ever say. Of course they're Muslims. They're just practicing a 7th century of Islam. Their minds were poisoned by the Wahhabi sect of Islam, promulgated by the wonderful friends of ours in Saudi Arabia. Wahhabism came out of Saudi Arabia. So, in other words, there's a much bigger picture this than you may imagine, and it's going to take more than arms deals to the Saudi princes and king to stop this. It's going to take a sea change of thinking to stop the next nail bomber. You can't just go in there with brave police in riot gear and machine guns after the fact and pull the bums out by their beards or whatever. You have to go in a day before it happens. So you have to do preventive detention. In other words, if the FBI was following organized criminals in America years ago under Rudy Giuliani, they knew who the gangsters were, and they sat there outside the clubs with the cameras and the tapes, and they put them in here and they put them in there, and they did this and they did that, and they waited for them to commit the crime. Did they always wait for them to commit the crime before they arrested them? Well, that's our law, isn't it? Our stupid, idiotic Western laws are killing us. That is why crime thrives. That is why disease thrives. And that is why terrorism now thrives. And the virulence of terrorism is thriving in England because of liberalism. Have we heard one statement yet from the Muslim mayor of London, Mr. Khan, who spit upon those who voted to exit the European Union? Perhaps Mr. Khan has spoken. I don't know. Have we heard a voice yet from CAIR, C-A-I-R, alleged to be a front for Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, and other terrorist organizations? Has CAIR yet given any statement about this nail bomb in England? We know ISIS supporters are celebrating the terror attack on social media. We know they're all around us. We know that they're here, they're near, and they're everywhere. The question is, how do you protect yourself and your children? Well, you put your head in the sand, you say, well, it won't happen to me. You say, I can't do anything about it. Now, this guy was from a Libyan family. They were all refugees. They were enjoying their lives in England free housing, free medical, free dental, free legal. Anyone looked at them the wrong way, the people who looked at them the wrong way were called racists and arrested probably by the London police. And so they thrived in England. Not, they didn't live royally, but they lived well. They had a nice attached house over there in England with a garden, much better than the garbage they came from in Libya. That's why they loved England so much. A free ride. And the English are still open to them. 16 convicted of dead jihadi terrorists are known to have come from a small area of Manchester. And several surveillance operations on suspects from the region have been ongoing. Possible links to ISIS-inspired cells involved in the Belgium, Paris, and Stockholm attacks are also being examined. Examined? The extremists, the Muslim extremists, were quick to call the killer one of their soldiers. Now, what kind of soldier puts a nail bomb in a concert with little girls? That's not a soldier. That's a subhuman. They're not soldiers. They're subhumans. They've no longer, they've dropped out of the human race if they were ever part of the human race. Now, what does that have to do with anything? Just talking like this doesn't do anything. We need action. We need the action that Trump hinted at when we voted for him. I don't want a probe of an investigation the day before. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what they're going to do to stop the next one, and they can't stop it. They pack a device with nuts and bolts in order to cause the most damage to human flesh, and little girls are ripped to shreds, and we do nothing. There's no action. There's no reaction. There's no anger. The fathers aren't angry. The mothers aren't screaming. Instead, they get teddy bears and flowers and put them where the blood sits on the floor. This is what we become as a civilization. Yes, this is what we become as a civilization. And that is why the vermin who do these things are celebrating today. If I read you some of their statements that are being put out on social media accounts, you get nauseous. But they're doing it. They're actually celebrating doing this to the little girls in England. One after the other. And now we have working theories by MI5. We have an investigation by the fools in the government in England, just as we have the investigations by the fools in the United States, DHS, the fools in the FBI, the fools in the NSA who spend most of their waking hours looking into conservatives rather than looking into jihadists. A lonely suicide bomber detonated an improvised explosive device. You know the rest of the story. Do I have to read it? Well, what's been going on in England now? Why do you think the English wanted to vote for Brexit? One after the other, May 22nd, 2017, 22 people, including children, are killed around during a terrorist bombing in Manchester. That one we know about. What happened before it, though? Well, a lot happened. Back in March 22nd, 2017, five were killed when Islamist extremists launched a car and knife attack in central London. You forgot Khalid Massoud, who drove a hired car over Westminster Bridge, mounted the pavement and hit pedestrians before crashing into railings? You forget who he killed? Sure you did. What happened in June 16th of 2016? Huh? Labour MP Jo Cox murdered outside her constituency office in Batley, West Yorkshire. Shot and stabbed multiple times. December 5th, 2015, a lone attacker attempts to behead a passenger during an ISIS-inspired rampage in the ticket hall of Leytonstone Underground Station in East London. Somali-born Muhyiddin Meyer targeted strangers at random during the attack before slashing fellow passenger Lyle Zimmerman, 56, with a knife. They called him a schizophrenic, and they gave him a life sentence instead of cutting his head off with a guillotine. What happened in May 22nd, 2013? Do you remember that date? Nah, you're busy wondering about the Islamophobia going on. A young man, a fusilier in the British army, was murdered by Islamic extremists Michael Abadebalobo and Michael Ababababababababubububububu, a 25-year-old serviceman, walking near his barracks in Woolwich, when this pair of Africans rammed him with his car and came out with knives to cut his head off. Were the Muslim killers hung or guillotined or shot? No, they're being preserved in the Old Bailey, given halal meals and prayer sessions and prayer rugs. The best medical care you can find in England, better than that afforded to war heroes in England. Shall I go on and on? June 30th, 2007, two men inspired by Islamic extremism ram a 4x4 laden with petrol and propane into the terminal at Glasgow Airport. July 7th, 05, four suicide bombers killed 52 and injured hundreds of others and blasted in the London Underground. What is it going to take until the people rise up? The answer is nothing. The people can't rise up. There are no people to rise. The people have not risen because the people cannot rise. It is said that you can rise from the dead. What we see now is that the dead cannot rise from the dead.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. So the enemy in ISIS and their supporters around the world have been praising the attack on the little girls with nail bombs on Twitter and other social media outlets. Meanwhile, Twitter, run by a group of cannibals, refuses to explain why a tweet which appeared to predict the Manchester Arena terror attack was not flagged up and passed the police hours before. Twitter has since confirmed that the tweet which read, "Are you forget our threat, this is the just terror," and included, wait, hashtag Islamic State, hashtag Manchester Arena, hashtags, was one post at 6:32 p.m. yesterday, hours before a nail and ball bearing bomb ripped little girls to shreds in the hall. The social media pirates refused to comment on last night's concerning tweets for privacy and security reasons, but if you were to put up a tweet which said one word that linked Islam with terror, they would take it down. I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Jury. You go back to the same question. I can ask it all I want because nothing's going to change. And I'm asking another question. Where is Trump today? I know he's with the Pope. He gave speeches in Saudi Arabia that were stirring yesterday in Israel. All we heard is about the hand slap by Melania, which was not a hand slap. I told you three different ways to Sunday. It was not her rejecting him in a conjugal way. She was rejecting it in a protocol way. But that went over the heads of most of the vacuous idiots in the media. Where is he today? Why is there no comment on this Muslim attack in England? Islamist, excuse me. ISIS is now warning more will follow. Concert bomb prompts security rethinks worldwide. Cannes Fest on high alert. The degenerates at the Cannes Film Festival cancel the fireworks, you hear? How about one of their degenerate after parties with the drugs, sex, and rock and roll? Think they'll stop the drugs, sex, and rock and roll, or they'll party on? Yeah. Okay. Bombs dropped on ISIS up 50% under Trump is the headline on Drudge. I don't know what that has to do with anything. It's from USA Today. U.S.-led coalition increases airstrikes by 50% against Islamic State. That didn't stop the nail bomb, did it? Oh, it's good to take them out in their rat's nests. But how many of the rats have already come over to the West? Huh? Too many to count? No, they are being watched by the FBI, DHS, NSA. They're being watched. Not. No, they're watching you. They're watching right-wing terror organizations. They're doing nothing to stop them because they're still operating under the principles of Hussein Obama. Trump has not cleaned it out yet. Speaking about Hussein Obama, he gave a speech on global warming the other day, flew in on a gigantic private jet with a 13-car motorcade, and he spewed CO2 that exceeded that of probably an average American city. And he decided to demonstrate his concern for humanity by making his own carbon footprint as large as he possibly could. On Friday, the two lying Obamas jetted into Tuscany on a private, not a commercial plane, and were escorted into a small Florentine airport by six additional military jets, according to Italian state television. Footage of the landing by the Obamas have been broadcast across Italy all weekend, didn't make it to American propaganda channels. On the ground, the Obamas, the carers of humanity, jumped into a black SUV and drove to the private Tuscan villa, Finocchio, where they'll be staying all week, escorted by a 13-car motorcade. It is no reference there, not like a Motel 6, the villa. It's an entire Tuscan village where they'll have their choice of 22 bedrooms, a library, several private spas and steam rooms, and a wine tasting room. Well, nothing better for the Obamas, of course, because they have to work hard on climate change. Last week, Obama attacked Americans and their carbon footprint in order to draw global warming to a standstill. Obama told an audience of idiots, "When it comes to climate change, the hour is almost upon us. In his booming voice, I do not believe that this planet is condemned to ever-rising temperatures. I believe these are problems that were caused by man and be solved by man." Oh, P.T. Barnum, where are you now that we don't need you? They say that Obama was a very clever man, and he studied at Harvard. I think he really studied at Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey. So what would we the people do if we had the power to advise and take over FBI work, CIA work? What would you advise them to do? What, do you have to be a genius to figure it out? If you got 1,000 Islamic sympathizers, Islamist sympathizers on your radar, and you're following them like blips on a radar screen, you round them up. You preventively detain them. You treat them humanely. You don't waterboard them. You don't suffer them. You don't hurt them. You put them in a nice area. You build them a little village where they can all circulate with each other. Then you get all the lawyers from Harvard and NYU and Berkeley who are so concerned about their human rights, and you create a living space in the same community for the lawyers, and you let the lawyers live amongst them. You get all of the do-gooder lawyers living amongst the Islamic would-be terrorists, and then slowly, one by one, the lawyers come out screaming, "Help me! Help me! Help me! Please!" And the minute you save the lawyer from the throat cutters, they go back to doing what they did before, which is spewing their insanity. So we're going to continue to leave our security in the hands of the insane. We're not going to survive. I don't mean every one of us will be killed, but slowly but surely, they will destroy our will to live and our soul. It's that simple. But you can do things financially as well. You could throw them out of the country if they're on a watch list. Cole, throw them out before they kill a little girl. Just get rid of them. Throw them out of the country. Now, why are they on a watch list is the question. How does a person get on a watch list? That's what I want to know. How do you get on an FBI or DHS watch list? Are you on it?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Going to speak in a minute with my good friend Art Moore of WorldNet Daily, who wrote a book called See Something, Say Nothing, about a Homeland Security officer who exposed the government's submission to Islamic Jihad. You're not going to believe what you're about to hear. And before Art joins us, I want to put it in simple terms for you. Many of us take vitamins. We all have learned about oxidation and antioxidants. Everyone, they don't know what it is, but they take antioxidants. And people say, "Oh, I take antioxidants." But if you ask them what it means, they wouldn't know. Well, certain chemicals oxidize in our body and damage our cells. And so the theory is that if we take antioxidants, we slow down the oxidation that damages our cells, and therefore we're healthier. That's the broad theory, which has been well known for 40 years now. But it's commonly understood by most intelligent people, the whole story of antioxidants. Now, what does it have to do with terrorism? Think of the terrorists as oxidants that want to damage the cells, meaning our society. And think of our police and our intelligence agencies as the antioxidants. Now, put between the antioxidants and the oxidants something that prevents the antioxidants from stopping the oxidants from damaging our cells, and you'll have the lawyers and the media. Okay? Art Moore, welcome to the Savage Nation. What do you think of my little introduction?
Oh, I think it's spot on because the problem we have is that we're, first of all, not willing to name the enemy, and because of that, we don't have the right criteria in front of our frontline officers. And in many cases, actually, when you think about the FBI agents who investigate people like Omar Mateen, the Orlando killer, or Saeed Farouk in San Bernardino, what's happened is that they've simply been handcuffed, figuratively handcuffed, not allowed to ask certain questions because those questions are deemed offensive to Muslims. And it's often the very cases or the very groups that they want to investigate that are coming in. They came in during the Obama administration and pressured our officials to eliminate training materials, eliminate criteria that law enforcement agents use to try to determine who is a threat. And we keep asking this question over and over again after these horrible attacks is, how can we prevent this? And the way that you can prevent it is to allow the religious, as uncomfortable as it is, the Islamic dimension of this to be part of the criteria that these...
All right, so who is preventing the government agents from doing this? Who are the groups? Is it CARE?
CARE is one of the biggest ones. CARE is constantly badgering our government, our local law enforcement. Just as an example, they recently filed a case in which they complained that Customs and Border Protection people, DHS people, were asking questions such as, what Muslim scholars do you listen to? What school of thought do you follow? What do they preach?
Who were they asking the questions of? Art, who were they asking these questions of?
Well, this would be questions that would be asked of, for example, people that come to a port of entry. For example, Saeed Farouk, the San Bernardino killer, he came to our country from Saudi Arabia with a Saudi wife. He clearly had gone through what is commonly called a process of radicalization. He grew the beard. He changed his appearance. And it would have been appropriate to ask him certain questions. We know that a lot of these killers, the Fort Hood killer, for example, were disciples of Anwar al-Awlaki, who since was killed in a drone strike. But he was here in our country. He was spreading around his tapes, his sermons, and a lot of these people were listening to him. So it would be relevant to ask somebody in an interrogation process or at the border, for example, who are the people that you listen to?
But, Art, you wrote a book called See Something, Say Nothing. A Homeland Security Officer Exposes the Government's Submission to Jihad. What actually is going on? What are they? They're not doing the job because they're afraid of the media and CARE?
Well, this book is about somebody who did really care about the defense of our country, and he followed, he connected the dots, he followed the evidence where it led, and he was actually punished by the Obama administration, DHS, for collecting information on groups like CARE. And what happened was orders from above came down and erased or forced him in some cases to modify his information, that is, to remove references to Islam. And so it's a story, an amazing story.
How can you remove references to Islam when every one of the extremists screams out Allahu Akbar and such in their language? It's all about religion to them, isn't it?
It is. And, you can, there obviously are different interpretations of Islam, different kinds of Muslims, but what's clear is that they're motivated by the Quran, they're motivated by the writings of the life of Muhammad. You can't get around that. And you can treat people differently according to what they believe, even if they identify as Muslim. But if that's what you believe, if you believe that you're here in this country to ensure that Islamic law becomes the law of the land over the Constitution, you're clearly a threat.
We're speaking with Art Moore, who has a lot to tell us about the perpetrator, not only of this Islamic terror in England, where little girls were macerated by a nail bomb and such by a Muslim. But we're talking about here in domestic terror in America. Look at Saeed Farouk, for example, as Art mentioned, or Fort Hood killer Nidal Hassan, who was signing, he was a doctor at Fort Hood, who signed all of his medical reports with Allahu Akbar, God is great. Now, if a Christian doctor had signed Christ as Lord, he would have been thrown out of the military. Right, Art?
That's the irony. That's true.
So why was Colonel Nidal Hassan not thrown out of the military, even though for years he had been signing his medical reports with some Muslim phrase? Moreover, why is the Fort Hood murderer, Nidal Hassan, not been executed, Art? Do you know anything about that?
Well, I don't. But obviously, the cultural environment that we're in, you know, we call it political correctness, but you know, it basically comes down to you can't say anything negative about Islam. You have, again, groups like CARE, they're coming in, filing lawsuits, and so his officers, his superiors, are they're walking around on eggshells, you know, worried when the next lawsuit is going to come. And so they may...
So in other words, the liberal lawyers are actually killing us.
I think it's true, and there's an actual name for it. They call it lawfare.
Lawfare. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, you write, a U.S. front for the Muslim Brotherhood, according to FBI evidence. Now, isn't WND, the organization you work for, in a lawsuit with CAR right now?
Yes. In fact, it's been dragged out for 8 years. It was about a book. One of our authors wrote a book. It was a daring investigation of CARE in which they uncovered a lot of evidence that shows that CARE is a front for the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas here in this country. And so CARE sued, and you know, they can't win the case on the merits because, I mean, what they can't do is to deny the fact that the evidence shows who they really are. But what they try to do is to intimidate. That's what.
Well, but are you going to win this case? Are you going to beat CARE finally and expose them?
Well, it's hard to say. We have top flight lawyers, you know, one of them, you know, who's involved in the case, and I think that there's a good chance that they will. They've already succeeded.
Well, do you think that now that Donald Trump is president, you have a chance of winning finally against what you consider to be the subversive organization?
Well, I think it's possible. It's difficult because our culture is just not willing to face up to the fact that there's religion.
So what is it going to take for the culture to change as it's been changed? This was not always the culture of America. It was not only always submissive, it was not always passive, and it was not always defeatist. That was a culture change. Can it ever be changed back, in your opinion?
Well, I think it can. It takes people with courage and boldness to be willing to be called an Islamophobe, to be called a bigot. You've got to be willing to, you have to have tough skin, but it takes people to...
Well, let me give everyone a little hint. I learned this when I was very young and people would try to insult me. Be particular whose insults you take to heart. That's the most important thing I ever learned as I was growing up as a man. Because you're going to be insulted one way or the other if you step out and stand up for the right thing. Be particular whose insults you take to heart. And don't take everyone's insults to heart because they're all not worth it. And that's the most important thing, whether it's personal or political. Art Moore, your book is? Tell us the name of the book.
See Something, Say Nothing.
Well, that's not my way of life. Art Moore, I wish you great luck, and thank you for being with us on The Savage Nation. Phone number here is 855-407-282. I am an Old Testament kind of guy. I don't know. When nothing else works, I go to the Old Testament. You know, it's that simple. Leviticus 24:17, not all of it, but anyone who takes the life of a human being is to be put to death. Real simple. You know, Deuteronomy 19:19, then do the false witness as that witness intended to do to the other party. You must purge the evil from among you. Show no pity, life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. And yet, Nidal Hassan, the Fordhood doctor who killed so many, including a pregnant soldier, is still living. Who is protecting him? Why is he still alive? Whoever causes injury to a neighbor must receive the same kind of injury return. Broken bone for broken bone, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. It's very interesting. I'm not a biblical absolutist, but when it comes to terror, it may be the only thing that they understand. Right? So these are some of the things that we're thinking about, because we the people have to step up right now. You know, I'm a little concerned today that Trump hasn't been heard from. He was vocal in Saudi Arabia, check, 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 4 stars. Israel, 2 stars. 0 now from Rome. Where is he? It's +9. Where is he? He's with the Pope. Has there been a word other than they're losers? That was this morning, right? They're losers? Which I'm sorry to say was not very inspirational to call the Islamic terrorists losers. At least something you would say to children in a gym who would throw a ball against someone's head. These are not losers. I think that's completely wrong. How would you solve the problem? How would you solve the problem? What would you do? What would you do? Maybe we're going to live like they do in England, where they say that we should live with the attacks. Is that it? Who's the one who said we should live with the attacks and get used to it? Maybe this is the time to play that, Robert. Who is that? Someone in England? We will never bow or bend to radical Islamic terrorists, as Paul Ryan. He must be joking. Ah, here it is. BBC's Caddy Kay says we have to get used to attacks. Are you listening to me? This is the land that gave us the Magna Carta. This is from the land that gave us the Battle of Britain, where the British men, most of them young, most of them from elite British schools, can you believe it? By family pride, enlisted in the Royal Air Force. Many of them died fighting the Messerschmitt 109. This is the same now nation with the nanny state. Listen to BBC's Caddy Kay in 11.
Europe is getting used to attacks like this, Mika. We have to, because we are never going to be able to totally wipe this out. As ISIS gets squeezed in Syria and Iraq, we're going to see more of these kinds of attacks taking place in Europe, and Europe is starting to get used to that.
You hear? This is with the high-class British accent. I wouldn't put her in a chart house to serve me a beer.
Get used to it?
No, it's because of people like you that Europe has submitted to radical Islam. Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Savage, back with you. Many people, do you know this, that I used to be the director of nutrition for one of America's largest health food chains? I was, really. Well, I found a great natural functional food called Superbeets, and it works because of blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. I've told you about it. Why? Because beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. You know what that does, right? Superbeets is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with the blood flow and circulation. Super Beets works three times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it happens to taste great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. So call 800-481-0504. Write it down, 800-481-0504. Or go to SavageLovesBeets.com. That's SavageLovesBeets.com, and you're going to get a 30-day supply for free with your first order, which is backed by a money-back guarantee. You're going to get a free book as well called Beat the Odds and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-481-0504 or SavageLovesBeats.com, period. That's it. Where is Donald Trump? I wonder what's going on. I mean, he's with the Pope in Rome, right, the Vatican. But he hasn't given much of a statement about this terror attack in England, other than calling them losers, which I thought was a little meek, by the way, and really not called for. It was the absolute wrong thing to say. It made them sound like naughty teenagers who, you know, did something in a school. What do you mean, losers? I don't understand that. And over in Manchester, there are the flowers now, a vigil. I mean, people are heartbroken. The little girls were macerated by this Muslim terrorist. ISIS is celebrating, as are thousands around the world. On Twitter, why don't they close down Facebook and Twitter with these comments? Why are these pirates at Facebook and these Silicon Valley pirates at Twitter, why are they permitting the celebration of such a travesty against children? Is there no limit to greed in this society that we let pigs that run Facebook and pigs that run Twitter to literally get away with celebrating murder? Yes, because they bought congressmen and senators. It is called prostitution, political prostitution. And that is why they are the untouchables of our era. That's all I can say on this. That's nothing more I can say to this story. Meanwhile, there's no word from the president all day other than loser. Where is he? I mean that. I don't understand what's going on. I mean, maybe the media will make a big thing now about the hand gesture yesterday. Could be Melania saying, look, either we go to dinner and you forget that old man up there in the Vatican, or we're finished. I don't know. She could have put her foot down. and said, it's enough with the tours already. I had with the tents and the yarmulkes. I want a good meal. It's either me or the Vatican. I'm joking. She didn't say that. I'm just lightening it up a bit. UK threat level critical, according to the sissy Theresa May. Sitting there shaking up there at 10 Downing Street. She's calling it critical. But they're doing nothing but waiting for a bomb to go off, hiding behind a secure building. Can you believe this?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It drove the religious crazy. So these ones are super religious crazies. And now they're killing little children for going to concerts, which they call degenerate. Can you believe this, how bad it is? Anyway, look. We've been talking about what would you do, what would you recommend to solve the Islamic problem in the West? How many more children have to die? And there's nothing more I can say that I've not written about or said over the last number of years. It's that simple. So at the end of the hour, we read, oh, Theresa May of London, of England, raises the threat level to critical. Oh, and she's hiding in some secure room somewhere, shaking underneath her desk behind bomb-proof doors. That's not the answer. When you raise the threat level to critical, make them shake in their houses. Raise their threat level to critical, all of those Islamists that you have invited into your country, lady. Lady May. How many of you invited in? How many thousands of Islamists have you invited into your poor country under the false notion that by being kind to them, they'd be kind to you? How many thousands? Why are you not putting them in the state of fear of your critical action? Because everything's upside down, there and here. That's why we had an election. That's why there was Brexit. But nothing changes. We put Trump in, okay, fine, so he drops more bombs on ISIS. And thank God so far there hasn't been a you-know-what in this country. I don't even want to say it. Right? I mean, think about it. Not one, but okay, that's because the agencies are watching carefully. Concert suicide bomber identified as a Muslim, Salman Abidi, 23. Parents were Libyan refugees, living high on the hog there for free all these years over there in England. Used to walk around the streets with Islamic prayers. No one said anything. The beard, the hair, the prayers. Nothing. Nothing makes anyone react anymore. Because they've been intimidated by all of the twits in the legal profession. And all of the nannies over there in the media. And of course the American Hollywood elite, so-called, you know, all of those into drugs, sex, and rock and roll around the clock, are at the Cannes Film Festival. And they're on high alert. They've done something to stop terrorism, which is canceling fireworks. See, it just shows you Hollywood, when need be, can really put their shoulder to the wheel. That's right. Cannes Fest on high alert cancels fireworks. And the Harvey Weinsteins of the world had 3 minutes of silence for Manchester. That's so touching. Then they went back to bashing probably the police, the military, families, Christianity. Ugh. Look at that room. Oh, don't get me started, please. Don't get me started. I told you not to watch that version of... Okay, let's not go there. What's the... Let's see news here. Danny DeVito says he's separated from Rhea Perlman after 46 years. That's hot. I mean, who's waiting in line for Danny DeVito after 46 years? That's some story. Mel Brooks, 90, tells Radio City audience what he cut from Blazing Saddles. So not interesting. Jimmy Kimmel will host the Oscars. I've never watched Jimmy Kimmel. I know he's not funny. I just know he's just a creation, a product. The only one of those late-night funny men who I never watched, I now watch, is because he has a car show. I swear to God, in all of his years on television, Jay Leno, I couldn't stand him. Just, you know, a joke reader. But I like his car shows now because he really knows his cars. He's found his calling. He has a nice garage. That's all. I'd rather talk about replacing a head gasket on my Jaguar XKE than talk about replacing the heads of the suicide bombers. 855-407-28. But I will talk about that. It's a terrible story because we're not doing anything. The useful idiots running the country are doing a terrible job. World leaders condemn Manchester terror attack. No, they're going to support it. Britain Prime Minister Theresa May called it an appalling attack. And our thoughts are those of the victims, of those who have been affected. That's very tough. German Chancellor, the backstabbing German hater Angela Merkel, voiced sorrow and horror without saying the word Muslim, without saying the word Islam, without saying that she will not stop bringing in refugees from Islamic nations. She said, this suspected terrorist attack will only strengthen our resolve to work with our British friends against those who plan to execute such a blah, blah, blah. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he was ready to boost anti-terror cooperation with Britain after the cynical inhuman crime. Maybe the Democrats can say that he was in on it. French President Emmanuel Macron voiced horror and shock. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said it was an example of the most cowardly terrorism. This is really tough, man. If I were the terrorist, I'd be shaking in my temple. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the attack was, quote, especially vile, especially horrific, because it appears to have been deliberately directed at teenagers. No one has said yet. Prime Minister Mark Rutte of the Netherlands, terrible news for Manchester, where a great evening ended in tragedy. Our thoughts are with the victim. Spain, blah, 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 condemned the attack, condolences. Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni, blah, 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 Italy joins forces, blah, blah. Denmark, blah, 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 horrendous loss. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the ballerina, Canadians are shocked, blah, blah, blah. Greek Prime Minister, our solidarity, blah, blah, blah. Israel Prime Minister and Prime Minister of the House said what? Terror is a global threat, and the enlightened countries have been acting to defeat it in any place. Again, nothing. President Xi Jinping sent his condolences, deep grief, blah, blah, blah. Austrian Chancellor Christian Kern called the attack horrible and shocking. But none of them have a solution. Business as usual, ripping off as much as they can for the taxpayer. Nothing, zero. Not one of them came out and said what should be done. Like, how about banning Muslim immigration to Western countries for a while, just a little while, and then sorting out the terrorists amongst us? Trump said he would do it. That's what we voted for him. Oh, this is sickening. The crocodile tears from all of these patsy leaders. Tomorrow they'll be demanding that Britain take in more Muslim refugees and rejoin the European Union for sure. That's all. Okay, you got the picture. Nothing's going to change. And the enemy knows it. That's all. Okay, what do you want me to talk about now? I have so much other stuff. It's agonizing. Let's see. My dog and the other dogs that I have went to the vet today for shots. And I heard Teddy did very well. What did I say when you laughed, Robert? Teddy had his anal gland expressed after the shot. I said, that's disgusting. He's a 13-year-old boy dog. What do they mean express his anal gland? I don't even understand it, but I don't know what they bother with. What are they? I know it's the Bay Area, but God. Was that for medical reasons or what? What do you mean they expressed it? Was that like a treat for the shots or what was that part of the matter? Did they give him a treat for taking the shots like a man, or they did it because it's part of the medical treatment for old male poodles who are so-called destroyed? I love when they say fixed. Is your dog fixed? No, he's not fixed. He was well when he was born. We didn't destroy him. Fixed. I don't want to do terror anymore. I want to enjoy this hour. Can I enjoy this hour in some way? Let me see if I can enjoy the hour in some way. Everything's so terrible. Really horribly depressing. The left in combined with Islam, I warned you about it in Trump's war. I said that they were in collusion. I said that the left and the Islamists were working together to destroy Western civilization. What more do you want me to say? What can I say? Want me to talk about the Democrat Party in collusion with them? You want to talk about collusion? You want to talk about collusion? Let's talk about the collusion between the radical left and Islamism. By covering it up, they're colluding with them. Okay, so I said it. How many times can you say the same thing? What do you want, a special prosecutor on Islamic terror? Good luck. They're too busy seeing if Trump got some blintzes from Russia before the election, or if they sent him any caviar from the Black Sea. That'll show collusion to whatever their names are in the media, whoever, that's all. Where is Trump today? I'm demanding that Trump say something. Where is he? He said something this morning. That was it. What is he? What, they dummied up with the Pope? How long can they sit there with the hocus pocus in the Vatican? He's not a religious guy. I mean, what is he doing there to begin with? The Pope believes in everything that Trump doesn't believe in. The Pope wants him to take in more refugees. Trump said he wouldn't. Pope believes in the false god of global warming. Trump said he doesn't. What are they doing in there? Looking at the art? Appraising it? I'd rather talk about other stuff. There's nothing to talk about. Are you numb to this? I'm not numb. As someone wrote, which is more important, not hurting Muslims' feelings or our children being blown up? Paul Joseph Watson. The truth they hide. Which is more important, not hurting Muslims' feelings or our children being blown up? You know the answer to that in the Bay Area of San Francisco. You don't want to hurt the feelings of Muslims. You want to not worry about the children. All right. Okay, the vigil. They have the clowns. I mean, they have the flowers. They have the balloons. It'll be forgotten in 10 hours. They're back to the collusion with Russia tomorrow with the crackpot, Nancy Waters, and Maxine Pelosi. Maxine Pelosi will be doing the same show by tonight. I heard she got mixed up, Pelosi, over something. Or was it Nancy Waters? One of the two. I mixed the two of them together. To me, Nancy Waters and Maxine Pelosi are about one and the same mentally. You could see that as a positive, by the way, if you support them. Where is it she crossed over and said that the NRA is part of the government? Who said that? Which one of the two geniuses said the NRA? Here, Pelosi says NRA part of intelligence community. What is she putting in a ravioli? Someone's slipping something into her mozzarella. Pelosi accidentally refers to NRA as part of intelligence community. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi appeared to confuse the NRA with the National Security Agency during remarks at the Peter G. Peterson Foundation Fiscal Summit. While being interviewed by a moron from CNN, Pelosi, okay, you get the whole picture. She's a little confused. She said, to have a president say if he did to the director of the FBI, the DNI, the director of national intelligence, or the NRA person that they should not go forward, it raises questions that need to be answered in a facts and law way and not hearsay, Pelosi said. Of course, the NRA is a gun rights advocacy organization, but we don't want to upset the senior citizen of the Congress. We don't have the sound, nor will we play it because our cuckoo clock is broken. Oh, Lord. Where is Donald Trump today? He should be really out there. But oh, let me take a call. Paul on WABC. Is he still there? Jim, before I hit 5, I don't want to have a blank. The light's dead. He's not there. See, I almost hit a blanker. Then I would have had a hypoglycemic attack. I would have got mad. Then a hyperglycemic attack. Then my brain would have started to hurt after the show. Good thing I said Jim, because the guy wasn't there that I was about to pick. If you want to call the show, get online as quick as you can, 855-407-282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. You know, I take walks after the show in hidden locations by myself, and once in a while I run into people who recognize me. And it's, you know, it's a mixed bag, I mean, because of what happened a few months ago, so you don't really know. I'm a little guarded. But I choose to go out on let's say, protected in that regard. I like my freedom, and I also like to go out amongst people and listen and look and watch and this and that. So I run into a guy, three in a row. One guy says to me, a young guy, you're Savage? First thing you say is, can I take a picture? I say no, because they can be Photoshopped. Thank you. Understand. Now, listen to you since I'm a kid. I loved your show today. Your comment on the transient woman who tried to kidnap a baby. What you said about it, that the vegan guy didn't do anything but watch it while the people in the butcher shop there ran out, the meat eaters. He said, that was so incredible. You know, a lot of people hear what I do. Then a little later on, I said, thank you, walked on. I see another man in medical scrubs. I said, hello. He says, hello. He said hello to me. Said, Michael Savage, yes. Oh, it's a great day. Can I take a picture? No, blah, blah, blah. What do you do? He says, well, I work with the dead and the dying people, you know, like the last person they see. Well, we had a long talk about that. I don't know how anyone does that. I said, how do you do that? And he said, well, I give a piece of myself to everyone that I kind of take care of as they're dying. I talked with him about that and the drugs they use. I said, they use the stuff that my colonoscopy people use. He said, no, that's short acting. So they use some morphine instead, and little drugs and just that. And about dying, and I said, what do you see when they die? How do you do it? And then he, his long-term listener, introduced me to his lovely parents. It was very nice, you know. The day before, I ran into a man coming from dinner with his wife and two lovely daughters. He said, first thing he said to me is, I have all your books. It's interesting. Some people actually buy my books. Would you believe that? Most of you deadbeats don't, but a lot of people actually buy the books that I write because they understand that if they like it, the verbal, they like the written. So today I'm trying, you know, what would you do to solve Islamic problem in the West? I had so much energy last night from a couple of things. One, I had a second cup of coffee before hour number three. I did something I never do, just a little hint. I usually drink one cup in the morning because otherwise I forget about it. I'm up all night. I'm a caffeine lover, but, you know, one is a good one. But I'm on a radio 3 hours a day. I got to do something extra. My grandmother, God rest her peace, I remember this. She'd sit with a hot cup of coffee with a spoon, and she'd put a spoonful in her mouth, and I didn't know why. I thought it was old-fashioned. But I realized why. Coffee's hot. So it's a way of putting in hot coffee that's not too hot. It's one sip at a time, right? I was able to get down a whole cup. I was up till midnight. I couldn't sleep. I was so turned on. I couldn't wait to get up in the morning. Well, I just did it again an hour ago. I really don't want to leave the show in 30 minutes because I have too much energy. I may stay on till midnight. I think what's missing in my life is I think I need a night show. I have the afternoon, evening show. I need a night show, another show, and then a morning show on religion, and a midnight show on nutrition. What is wrong with me that I have so much energy? What is this? I've got a new lease on life from the oscopy. I was afraid that they were going to find, and I come on the air sad, telling you how this. But no, here I am, ready to go again. As my enemies fall by my sides all around me, all those who predicted I would be gone from the radio are falling on my side, on left and by. They also said I would be gone. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Where is O'Reilly now? Does he have any following once he went off on the pay-per-view? No one follows. They don't do that. Does anyone pay for that stuff today? It was a big thing years ago.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-728. Savage.
If any harm follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. I guess it's not advanced enough for modern society. What we need is some deplorable liberal judges to interpret right for wrong from us. How's that working out for the crime wave in San Francisco? How's that working out for the crime waves in most major cities of America? Not very well. So there are many things that could be done if we had a legitimate government, which we don't. Trump came to power telling us that he would take care of these things. He said he would ban the immigration of Muslims from certain countries. Put an X through that one. And, of course, in 2016, he said, I think Islam hates us. There's a tremendous hatred there. And he was roundly chewed out for that. During a debate on October 9th with his Democratic rival, he said, these are radical Islamic terrorists, and Clinton won't even mention the word. Nor will President Obama, Trump said. Now, it is true when he was in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, yesterday or so, a day before, he did say that Muslim nations must be willing to take on the burden if we are going to defeat terrorism and send its wicked ideology into oblivion. And he used the words Islamist terror groups, not. He didn't use that. It was in his written speech, but he didn't use that. He turned it into Islamists and Islamic terror of all kinds. Meaning he got as close as any president could get to saying it like it is. Compared to the 8 years under the Islamophile president that we had before, that's a big word for Jake Tapper. That's several syllables right there. Islamophile. That's what Obama was, an Islamophilic man. He could never find anything wrong with any Muslim, no matter what they did. And that is because his father, both fathers were Muslims. His first native natural father was a Muslim, and then his adopted father was a Muslim. Nothing wrong with that, but that made him soft on Islamic terror. And so we voted in someone who promised us he would be hard on Islamic terror. And I'd like to know what's going on at the DHS, the FBI, the NSA right now. Are they still busily listening in on conservatives' actions and emails and phone conversations? Or have they turned their attention where we wanted it to be turned, where it never was turned? With a question, which is this. Should all those on the FBI or DHS watch lists who are being watched by our fearless anti-terror, whatever they are, should they be put into preventive detention before they kill some children? I know it shocks the civil libertarians to say such a thing, and they have right to fear that innocents may be put on that list. And civil libertarians will always say, I'd rather see 99 terrorists go free, 99 guilty terrorists go free, than one innocent terrorist be arrested. Well, if it's your daughter being macerated by a nail bomb, I would say the reverse is true. So I bring it back to you. How many more children have to die? Are you afraid of a guy like Jake Tapper? You're afraid of these school moms in the media who will lecture you if you do what has to be done, I say to my government? See, once again, the government has failed them in England because of so many different reasons. I mean, you could put it any way you want. Political correctness, it doesn't have any meaning anymore. It's worn out. It's plain old political cowardice. It's called capitulation. It's capitulating to the Nazis in headscarves before they're all on their knees praying to Mecca. Shall I say that again? Because that's what's coming. Follow the arc of what's going on in England, and you'll see the entire nation on their knees praying to Mecca, unless the men of England stand up and take their nation back, and the same is true in this country. I bring it back to you. What would you recommend be done to solve Islamic terrorism in the United States of America? How many more children have to die? There are other topics. There are other topics not directly related. Price tag on universal health care is in California, and it's bigger than California's budget. The liberal retards keep screaming about single-payer health care system. That's what you see in all the liberal publications. Single payer, single payer, single payer, single payer. Well, if that was introduced, it would cost $400 billion. And it would mean that it exceeds all of the budget in the state of California. But the liberals haven't backed off. What they want is everyone to get free health care, including all the illegal aliens who have snuck into our nation. In addition to covering all undocumented people, meaning illegal aliens who don't have any entitlement to health care. The goal is to expand health access to people who, even with insurance, may skip doctor visits or stretch out medications due to high costs and copays and deductibles. This is what's running the dialogue in America. Fanatical university fools who have never lived in the real world. They're killing us all. They're bankrupting us all. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-282. And if that's not enough for you, here's another topic. For years, we have been regaled with the lie that man evolved from a lineage in Africa. I've said that is not true. I said to you that when I grew up, it was pretty clear that man evolved from Mesopotamia. That was known scientific knowledge for ages. And then all of a sudden, along with the political correctness of our time that has poisoned virtually everything, the Lysenkoism, as I called it in my book, Government Zero, where I pointed out how they polluted science, which has become so political that there's really almost no science left in some fields at all. It's all politics as it was under Joseph Stalin in the Soviet Union. Real scientists are driven out of science and not allowed into science. In order to get a grant, you have to show in advance you're going to give them the results that they want in order to prove a particular political point. So we were told that all man evolved from Africa. I have nothing against Africa, a beautiful continent, but I didn't think it was true based upon the knowledge that I had and what I had researched. And I will remind you, I'm a highly educated man with many higher degrees. I'm not your run-of-the-mill talking head. So it's come out now that man evolved from Europe, not Africa, based upon some new fossil evidence. I can guarantee you this will not make it to the nightly news. Truth is dead, but the savage nation is alive. The radio show is here. You know, every time an incident like this occurs, whether it's in the U.S. or Belgium or France or England in this case, the next day we see the heavily armed men go in with the vests and the machine guns. Why don't they go in a day before and raid the homes of the people that they know are going to do it? What I'm about to tell you has not been reported widely in the media. This refugee with his entire pack of rat family came from Libya. Father was a security worker at the airport. Ramadan, that was the father's name. Oh, yeah, Ramadan was a security worker at the airport. But here's something you don't know. Unconfirmed reports in Manchester that the entire family, apart from the two elder sons, recently fled back to their native Libya. As I'm supposed to believe that it was him acting alone, it wasn't the hatred in the cauldron of his his government-owned flat. Oh, no wonder he was on the watch list. Radicalized in the last couple of years, we hear, but not arrested. Neighbors describe Abidi as a native of Libya, as an abrasive, tall, skinny young man who was little known in the neighborhood. None of them knew him. Now they don't know him. No, I don't know him. No, never saw him before. No. Oh, but he wears traditional Islamic clothing. Ranting messages threaten further attacks on, quote, worshippers of the cross. Ooh. 22 killed after the concert. Suicide bomber Salman Abidi. The 22-year-old Manchester-born attacker was heard chanting Islamic prayers loudly in the street outside his home in the south of the city. Abidi is the third of four children by Libyan refugees who came to the UK to escape the Gaddafi regime. They are believed to have lived in the fallow land area of South Manchester for 10 years. I wonder what the welfare cost was for the last 10 years, added up and down, for medical, dental, legal, shoes, hairdos. You know, I mean, it cost a lot for the English to take care of the refugees. And what about Theresa May, the great prime minister who had nothing to say? She called them cowards. Yeah, that's the most she could say. Okay. Comes as dramatic pictures emerge showing anti-terror police swooping to arrest a 23-year-old man in Manchester after last night's atrocity. Really? Registered as having lived with his mother, Samia Tabal, Father Ramadan. Okay, you get the picture. On a watch list, chanting Islamic prayers. They know he's an extremist. They know he's about to go off like a rocket. And the police have their hands tied by the Jake Tappers and the Wolf Blitzers and the liberal lawyers of England, in my estimation. They're afraid of the twits at the BBC. They can't. You think that the police can't do their job, whether it's in America or here? Are you crazy? You think these muscle-bound police are not capable of wringing their necks, ripping them out and wringing their necks in the streets if they had to? As they should do! We are at war, you stupid idiots. You're so brain damaged. You're so whipped by the fools and the drug addicts in the media. You don't even understand it when children are being blown up by nail bombs, that you are living through a war and we're not fighting a war. We're not fighting a war with one hand behind the back. We're not behind our backs. We're not fighting the war at all. We're doing zero, nothing. What country are we living in? An insane country that's been destroyed from within by the Trojan horse of the drug-addicted liberals. Now, let me get back to that story I hinted at. Fired Democrat IT staffers under investigation for security breach have all fled to Pakistan. Daily Caller Luke Rosiak, a criminal suspect in an investigation into a major security breach on the House of Representatives computer network, abruptly left the country and gone to Pakistan with her family. which has significant assets and VIP-level protection, a relative and others told the Daily Caller. Hina Alvi, her husband Imran Awan, and his brothers Abid and Jamal were very highly paid, shared IT administrators working for multiple House Democrats until their access to congressional IT systems was terminated February 2nd as a result of the investigation. Capitol Police confirmed the investigation is ongoing, no arrests were made. The Awans are accused of stealing equipment from members' offices without their knowledge and committing serious, potentially illegal violations on the House IT network. Are you ready for the rest of the story? Many of the stupid Democrats who employed the Awans are members of the House Committee on Homeland Security, the Committee on Foreign Affairs, and the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Their positions gave them access to members' emails and confidential files. It gets even worse. In addition, the Pakistani Imran was given the password for an iPad used by then-Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Florida Democrat. The five came to the U.S. from Pakistan. Citing privacy concerns, Twitter didn't flag a pro-ISIS tweet 4 hours prior to Manchester attack. Are you listening to this? Two tweets appeared to predict the suicide bombing at the concert. Twitter refused to flag the pro-ISIS tweet hours prior to the Manchester attack. Is it time for the government to clamp down on Facebook and Twitter and not leave it in the hands of these greedy pigs who run these companies for profit, not for our safety or our salvation? The answer is, of course, yes. In any sane nation, the government would step in and seize control of Twitter and Facebook. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Your disciples of the Savage Nation, the last segment of the day. I'm sorry to tell you, but even I have to rest, which I will do after the show. So all of my disciples, we have a lot left to talk about, which is tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. I have not brought up the Seth Rich case, which is now getting a fair amount of attention as a result of Kim.com, a vigilante hacker with a, well, let's just say he's releasing stuff. He says he knew Seth Rich and claims Seth Rich was one of the internal people at DNC who leaked info to WikiLeaks that was about to be published. Now, Kim.com's Reddit posts have been mysteriously deleted. Then they add to the list of strange deaths, Justice Scalia. Remember him? You forgot about that. Face covered with a pillow at a seedy hotel there on the border with Mexico. Remember that? You all forgot about Justice Scalia. I was the only one saying, wait a minute, suspicious death. Remember that? The Supreme Court? Oh, you forgot who he was? There was no autopsy. If a bum in the streets of San Francisco falls, by law, they have to have an autopsy. But the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court dies, nothing? Yeah, okay. No, there's no conspiracy. Go down the list. There's a whole list of names there. Now, where is Trump? I just got a little update here somewhere for his schedule for the day. I thought I'd close out with that. End of Trump Day. Here it is. 9:20 Eastern, after a departure ceremony from Netanyahu, POTUS and floaters boarded Air Force One en route to Rome. While on board, Trump sent a series of tweets, and he thanked Netanyahu and Ruvi, blah, 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 Saudi Arabia for peace, heading to Vatican and Pope, then G7 and NATO, blah, blah, blah. 12:25 p.m. Eastern Time, Air Force One touches down in Rome. There are no further events on Trump's public schedule for the evening. That is so bizarre. Why is that? Why is he not saying anything after a terror attack? Who's dummying him up? Now, they sent those two guys home. What's his name? I forget. The bull in the china shop. I don't remember everyone's name. Rinso Priebus is home. They got sent home on commercial, I think. They had to fly domestic commercial. Then the other one, a 10-hour, 12-hour flight. What's his name? I can't remember all their names. The guy from Breitbart. I'm not trying to Huh? Bannon. So Bannon and Priebus got kicked out right after Saudi Arabia. I don't know what that was about. You want to get a conspiracy going. The hand sweep by Melania. Now they're not doing anything all day today. What is this? Is it a marital thing, though, that she insisted? You meet with the Pope in the morning and that's it? Either you spend the afternoon and evening with me and have a nice meal or it's over, I'm flying home? I don't know. She's a headstrong woman. It could be something as simple as she's had enough already with the headscarves and the yarmulkes. I don't know what's going on there. This is bizarre. He's in Rome at the Vatican. No further events. I want to hear something about the Manchester. Something strong about nothing, zero, other than a loser. Okay, well, I'm not going to get anything out of this. Zero. Vatican and Pope and dummy, nothing in our word. Zero, not a word. No grist for the mill. Meanwhile, the poor children were maimed by a nail bomb, and all we hear are flowers and candy and balloons. Not one word from one Western leader. What a sick world.